Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. We're talking Blockbuster this morning. Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic on the move in the NBA, man. You can't make this stuff up. Happened in the wee hours of the night, but luckily, fortunately, here in Arizona, it was like 10:30, something like that, 10:40, somewhere along those lines. And Dorfman hears this news, and it's absolutely insane to me. It's crazy. It's wild. Megastar Luka Doncic going to Los Angeles. Anthony Davis going to Dallas, and then obviously a couple few other people in the mix as well in this deal, but the two big, big names, Anthony Davis, Luka Doncic, both on the move. Mike Wilson, good morning, my brother. How are you, man? What a crazy way to start the show with Anthony Davis, now a Dallas Maverick, and Luka Laker, now a Los Angeles Laker. Good morning, brother. How you feeling?
Hey, pretty good. I'm sure I was like you, where it was just like, no, there's no way. Like, this is, you know, what it is or whatever. My son woke me up, like, hey, Dad, did you hear? I'm like, you know, but it's real, people. It is real. I don't know if we've seen an in-season trade like this ever. I just don't.
Nope, it's a huge one, man. This is something you and I will discuss on the other side. We'll get into this. We'll get into a lot of things. It's a great day to talk sports when we are given a gift like this to talk about early style here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, baby. Keep it close.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and by the way, you could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, man, so let's kind of break this thing down a little bit. Luka Doncic, megastar, on his way to Los Angeles to pair up with LeBron James and the rest of the guys. And by the way, I just got to say this. I don't know what you thought, but I thought the Lakers have been playing pretty good basketball as of late. They won 8 of 10. Looked pretty good on national television last night without AD in the lineup against New York. And I want to make this pretty clear because, you know, you have people that think they know so much about everything. This was one of those deals that nobody knew nothing about, man. Nobody knew about this.
Right.
This literally just developed and happened. And sometimes it can just happen like that. And when LeBron was asked about this, like, LeBron knew nothing. Okay. You and I, we knew nothing. Wendy, he knew nothing. Everybody that's supposed to know something knew nothing. Okay, the only person that knew something was Shams. Okay, and somehow, some way, he got the goods. But at the end of the day, what I'm really trying to say here is like, people think they know so much about what's going on in the association, in the NFL, and trades, and this and that and the other, and sometimes they just develop and they just happen. And this is one of those that came out of left field. Nobody saw this one coming, man. And if anybody says they did, they're full of it, okay? When you have the star power here of Luka Doncic, who is a global phenom, man, like And then you put him in L.A. now. I think this is huge for the Lakers, bro. Like, this gives them a guy for the next 10 years. He's 25 freaking years old. This was a huge get for the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know how it looks right now. I don't know how it looks for the next 3, 4, 5 months, Mike. But ultimately, I think they did themselves a real solid in getting themselves a mega superstar in Luka Doncic, a global icon, man. And then on the other side, again, this is just my initial thoughts. You know, Dallas getting AD. I think the pick and roll could look pretty freaking awesome with him and Kyrie, but I also think that immediately it does help the Dallas Mavericks quite a bit. I think you can't look at this like with the glass half empty or the glass half full. You got to just look at this and look at it objectively, and I do think it makes the Dallas Mavericks more of a contender right now than it would have if they would have left themselves the way that they were. And this has nothing to do with the ability of Luka. Luka's amazing, bro. Like, that's why this is such a stunner, you know? Like, that's why this is so shocking and such a stunner. But it also lets me know that, you know, they had two guys in Kyrie and Luka that were extremely similar. And they chose Kyrie over Luka. And so, like, now I'm like, why would they do that, okay? And this is what I came up with, Mike. And I don't know if this has anything to do with it or not, but this is what I came up with. Luka is set to make $345 million this coming offseason in the summer for a five-year extension.
Yeah, not anymore.
Well, no, but someone else is going to pick it up now. But my point to you is this, is that maybe, just maybe, that they didn't want to spend $350 million on one individual, and this was the way that they could get away from doing that. But again, it's such a crazy thought and such a crazy idea, but it's the only thought and the only idea that I can come up with when you're talking about a player like Luka with the stardom and with the global power that this guy brings to your team. So I really wonder what's going on behind the scenes and what kind of relationship Luka has with the brass of the Mavericks. Because other than that, man, this one is a real head scratcher to me, to be trading a mega star like Luka Doncic for a guy like Anthony Davis, who, again, is a great player, but he's also 31, and we know his injuries that he's had throughout his career. So, very interesting trade, in my humble opinion, man.
Oh, absolutely. It was a stunner, for sure. Like I said at the opening, you know, my son, he texts me, he's like, "Dad, did you hear?" And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, half awake kind of thing. And I go, "No way." And I go, you know, I even doubted it for a little bit, Andy. And I said, "I don't know if this is true. I'm not seeing anything on the Four Letter Network yet or anything like that," even though Shams had broke it. And then about 10 minutes later, it came across the wire and all that kind of stuff. Here's my thought with it. And you hit on some of it already. One, depending on which timeline you're looking at with either one of these teams, this is a trade that benefited both of the major teams that was involved. And you know, we all know Utah was involved, but they didn't really get, you know, they're not the big, huge part of this. So Luka's the global icon. Luka is the next in-line Laker to take the mantle of being, "I'm the star for the Lakers," right? They went from Kareem to Magic. Magic to, like, Shaq and Kobe. Shaq and Kobe to Kobe and Gasol. Gasol and Kobe to LeBron. And now it's just the natural. It's just uncanny, Andy, how the Lakers kind of walk into this stuff with these kind of star players. Like, it's just funny to me. So now it's Luka. And look, Luka, phenomenal basketball player. You know, and offensively, the guy can fill it. He averages close to 28 points a game. But here's the things that I'm hearing out of reports out of Dallas and people that follow, you know, that report on the Mavericks. They are saying that the head brass in Dallas just kind of, they got too frustrated with Luka not keeping himself in shape, not being a professional, the top flight professional when it comes to conditioning, eating right, keeping himself in shape, and then is just total lack of just not wanting to play defense. Okay, that kind of finally got to them a little bit, and you know, you hit on his contract. You know, he was in line for the Supermax at 5 years, $345 million. But now that, based on union rules and league rules, he's been traded, he's not in line for the Supermax. He can't get the 5 year, $345 million. He can get like a 4 year. I mean, it's still phenomenal, outrageous kind of FU kind of money, but he can get like a 4 year, $230 million deal. He can do a 3 year, about $165, $170 million deal. He just can't get the Supermax now. And when you flip it over to see what Dallas on their timeline, and you hit on it, it's a win now mentality. They got a guy that, look, earlier in the week, he said he didn't want to play center. Now he can play his natural four in Dallas. Right. I know I hear the music. We got to get to it. Take a pause for the cause, and we'll be back after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we will. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And, yeah, we're going to get back into Doncic-Davis trade. Crazy stuff. NBA making big-time waves over the nighttime hours, man. Just really cool stuff. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf coming at you. Wild stuff happened in the middle night, people. Luka Doncic is now a Los Angeles Laker, and Anthony Davis is a Dallas Maverick. We have been discussing this. We've been talking a little bit about it. And now I kind of want to ask you something about how you think this actually looks on the floor. Two ball-dominant guys in Luka Doncic and, obviously, LeBron James. However, I personally think LeBron James is one of those guys. He's so unique, Mike, that I don't think he needs the ball. I actually think this is going to be one of those things where it really helps LeBron, actually, and it might save him a little bit, save his legs. You know, toward the end of a basketball game, because he's not going to have to bring the ball up quite as much. I actually like the dynamic of Luka and LeBron, two ball-dominant guys, and J.J. Redick having to figure out how to make that dynamic work. What say you?
No, it'll be, for sure, it'll be a definite different look for the Lakers. And I do agree with you that LeBron is unique enough and talented enough. Like, he's magic 2.0 to me. Like, you can put him in any position, he's going to be fine. He can even play center, for crying out loud. He's, what, 6'8", 260. Like, he's a Mack truck with a ball. I do think, you know, once, and we got to remember that, you know, AD and Luka are both injured at the moment. They're not immediately just going to go right into the lineups, and they got to recover and from their injuries. I think AD has a rib issue, and Luka has a calf issue, and Luka's been out since a little before Christmas. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how it works. It'll be interesting to me to see if, personally for me, Andy, I don't think the Lakers are done because, like, defensively, they don't have any rim protection anymore. Like, AD was their great rim protection. They don't have that anymore now. So you have to figure, okay, like, how long is LeBron going to put up with that in terms of people just being able to get to the rim on the Lakers when he's not in the game or another, you know, one of their bigs is in the game? That'll be interesting to see what happens over the next, 4 days until the trading deadline on February 6th. So it's going to take a little bit for both teams to just kind of adjust to a new facet of how they're going to do stuff. And it'll be really interesting, and you hit on it just now, how's J.J. Redick going to make this work? You know, he's a young coach. He's never coached in the pros before, really had any coaching experience. He has some great assistant coaches, which I'm sure is going to, you know, kind of filter stuff to him and go, hey, we can try this, we can try that. But it will be interesting to see how they're going to prepare for Luka when he eventually does come back. It looks like Dallas and the Lakers play each other at the end of the month as well, too. So that'll be interesting from the standpoint, if they're both healthy and both playing, what this kind of, you know, what this kind of looks like against each other. But I, for Dallas, for me, this is a win now thing. You know, like I said before we went to break, AD came out this week and said, you know, I'll play center. He's tired of playing center. He wants to go back to playing a four, and that's his natural position. Now he can do that in Dallas, and when you get teamed up with Kyrie, man, Kyrie, you look to see if Kyrie's assist numbers are going to go up now, and you'd mentioned the pick and roll just looking, you know, phenomenal now with Dallas and creating a problem. Because, look, from Dallas's standpoint, Andy, they looked at OKC, and they're coming up, and they're doing what they're doing. Houston's coming. You can't discount Denver at all. You got Minnesota to contend with. They probably felt that they had to do something. And from what I understand, this is for Dallas, this is who they targeted. They didn't put Luka out on the market. They didn't call a bunch of teams. They called LA because they wanted AD and what he could bring to the table for them. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to see just how Jason Kidd and his staff adjust to having AD, you know, protecting the rim and getting you offense. I mean, you and I both know AD's a guy when he's not hurt, and he does have injury issues, and Luka's starting to kind of get that way a little bit, but AD can get you 25 and 12 with just barely breathing.
Oh, yeah.
When he's fully healthy. So it's going to be fun to watch. But I think, you know, from Dallas's standpoint, they just got tired of talking to Luka about his weight, about his conditioning, deep playing defense and all that. And they just kind of, it's almost like, to me, they kind of threw in the towels. Like, look, we need this guy to do this for us to be successful. And they're like, you know what? We don't think we can get to where we want to go with him, which is just crazy when you think about it with Luka Doncic, because he's one of the most fascinating and skilled players that we've seen in the NBA in a long time.
Yeah, it is pretty bizarre that they all of a sudden feel that they can't win or get to the next level with Luka when Luka has led them to the NBA Finals. I think there's something a little bit more behind the scenes that we don't know about. Money has something to do with it. And I do also believe that part of what you're saying with the lack of being in great shape and always coming in a little behind, I do think that's a little troublesome for people. Here's my question for you now, though, okay? So you made a little note of it, but we really didn't go too deeply into this, and now I want to kind of dive into it. The Lakers obviously are going to be lacking a little bit of size. They've got Jackson Hayes, who I like him. He's an active big, but ultimately, you know, the bottom line is he's not AD. We know that. So now you've got Luka Doncic, a ball-dominant guy. You've got LeBron, a ball-dominant guy. But there's one more guy here that we haven't discussed, and that's Austin Reeves, man. Look, the guy's playing fantastic, okay, first and foremost. But with the addition of Luka Doncic, you know, you were talking about not thinking that the Lakers were done. I'm right there with you. So my question becomes then, like, does Austin Reeves, who I think plays fantastically alongside LeBron, to be honest with you, and I don't think LeBron wants him to go anywhere. But again, I don't think they're asking LeBron at this point anything anyways, because he didn't know jack you know what about this trade, and nobody knew about this trade until it went down. But my point here is this.
Right.
Austin Reeves, is he now expendable? Because you have two guys that are so ball dominant, and I got to think that Austin Reeves is a player that people are intrigued about, to say the least. I mean, the guy is good, bro. He can play iso ball. He can create his own shot. He creates for other people. So is he now expendable because of the Luka Doncic deal, where he's coming to the Lakers? Now you got three guys that are ball dominant to a certain degree, and like, how is that going to work if all three of those guys are on the floor? So, yeah, I don't think they're done, and I think my gut feeling, Austin Reeves could be on the move with their additional first-round draft pick that they have to get some size. Valanciunas got that guy, maybe? I don't know, but there are some bigs out there that would be good rim protectors that they could go snag, man. So it's just going to depend on what kind of a deal they can make before February 6th.
Well, yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you that he's probably becoming expendable to get what they want. You know, they want an athletic big. I'm more than certain that can score, but is more of a maybe a defensive guy on the back end, just so you know, teams don't have a free lane to the rim when they play the Lakers. And you know, you think about Austin Reeves being expendable. He's kind of expendable because they got Dalton Knecht in the draft, man. Like it, and he's a guy that's had some success. The rookie that he drafted out of Tennessee as well. He's played well for them, and he's a slightly thicker, bigger Austin Reeves, and he can score. That guy, he proved in college he can score, and he's had some games in the pros so far that he can play. I don't know who exactly they would want to go get, but I think in any kind of deal that a team doing something with the Lakers is going to ask about the availability of Austin Reeves. You'd be stupid not to. You'd be not doing your due diligence if you weren't asking about him, and probably that other the other first round pick that the Lakers have. I was actually kind of surprised that Dallas didn't get a couple of first round picks, you know, for Luka. So we'll see what happens, but you're hitting the nail on the head in terms of Austin Reeves and teams asking about him and his availability to another team.
Yeah, I think this is just an interesting deal where a lot of moving parts to both of these teams with guys in unfamiliar territory, but at the same time, let's make this real simple, man. It's basketball. And when you have great minds like Luka Doncic and LeBron James, I think that that's going to bode pretty well. And I think the Lakers could be a real shocker, man. That's what I think. I think they're better than people give them credit for. I hear the music. I know we got to pause for the calls. We'll do that. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world, man. It's always crazy what can happen. You never know. In the wee hours of the night, a big blockbuster deal in the NBA. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro, we spent about 40 minutes talking about that trade, Luka Doncic and obviously Anthony Davis swapping places, AD now a Dallas Maverick and Luka now a Los Angeles Laker. There is other stuff happening, right? Like there is other things going on in the sports. Yeah, there is. So let's get into them just a little bit. Obviously, we're 1 week away from the Super Bowl happening. We haven't really talked much about it. Hopefully next week we do have several different guests on, and we will just pretty much have a party talking about, you know, the Super Bowl and maybe have some former Super Bowl participants, whatever we can come up with throughout the week where we can try to get the best of the best for people here on the program. But you and I really haven't talked much about it, man. You know, 1 week has gone by since the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Commanders and the Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills. Real quickly, before we talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chiefs, the Commanders, man, what a year, really, when you think about it, right? Jaden Daniels was
absolutely
incredible. I guess my thought about this is I think they're ahead of schedule. I think that they're looking at this now like, wow, we really have an amazing opportunity to win right here, right now with Jaden Daniels. And again, I think they're probably thinking to themselves, wow, we got to this point a lot quicker than we ever could have imagined. So with that being said, my question to you is this, and I think it's an interesting way I'm going to pose it to you. We saw how good C.J. Stroud was his rookie year. We saw how good Jaden was his rookie year. Is there any chance that they have similar sophomore-like seasons and Jaden Daniels takes a huge step back, kind of the way that C.J. Stroud did, if you ask me? I'm going to give you my answer really quickly, and then I want you to go after it. I'm going to say hell frickin' no, because Jaden Daniels is that dude. He's him. He is that guy. He's so dynamic. I think that that's what separates him from most of these other guys that have a great season, and then the next year, well, hey, we're on to him, and we can figure that guy out. I think his skill set is so dynamic, Mike, that you're never going to figure this guy out. He's always going to be one step ahead of you, and he's always going to have an opportunity to have great success for himself and his football team. What say you about the Washington Commanders and the way that they have obviously come onto the scene this year, but how bright does the future look to you for the Washington Commanders?
Well, if I'm a Washington Commander fan or higher up in at the team or one of the coaches, you got to feel like you hit the lottery. Like you hit the exact kind of guy that you wanted to. And it's interesting that we're starting off with Jaden Daniels. And I was talking, I was at the Arizona State basketball game yesterday. And one of the local writers for the Arizona Republic that I've become pretty good friends with, her and I were talking. She knows all the backstory between what went down at ASU with Jaden Daniels and all that kind of stuff. But we were talking about this exact same thing, and I don't know exactly how we got on the topic, but we were. And I was asking her, from what you know about Jaden, and you've had a lot of interaction with him, you've seen him, you know, followed him, wrote about him, the whole thing. Is he going to have a slump? And she goes, well, a lot of quarterbacks have slumps, but she goes, Jaden's just one of those guys that if his numbers aren't as good as maybe this past rookie year, he's going to be a much more solid quarterback. And she goes, if that makes sense. And I go, no, it makes sense. And you know, I know defensive coordinators are out there in the off season. They're looking at film. They're like, God, we got to deal with this guy for the next 10 to 12 years in Washington. And they're going to try and figure out something, you know, to slow him down. But Andy, once again, you hit the nail on the head with it. And I was going to mention, and if you didn't, he is so unique in what he can do and staying a step ahead. He looks so calm in the pocket this year, Andy, that I know people make a big deal out of him being a runner and that he's still developing as a passer. Well, of course he's still developing as a passer, but if you take a look at his film and just the calmness that he shows in the pocket, he shifts his feet, he moves up, he moves back, he goes east to west to get away from pressure. That's only going to get better in his second year, in his third year, in his fourth year. And I think, Andy, at the end of next year, we could be, not that we're not dealing with a monster now, but by the end of next year or his third year, we're going to be dealing with a guy that's going to have the Commanders in line to go to the Super Bowl and possibly win the Super Bowl. That's how good I think this kid is, and the conversation I had with one of the local writers yesterday about him, she tended to think the same thing. She goes, we're just tipping the iceberg with this guy. And I go, oh, yeah, oh, for sure. So it's going to be interesting to see how he adapts, what he works on in the off season, what he thinks he needs to get better at. Personally, I think he needs to gain a little bit of weight. Like he's a little thin. So, you know, go have some In-N-Out burgers when you go home to LA, you know, in the summertime or something like that. But I think the world is his oyster at this point. If he just, and I'm sure he will, commit himself to getting better at something every year and just being that leader that team in the Commanders needs on a weekly basis. Are you there?
Sorry about that. Let's move on to Buffalo, okay, real quick, and let's talk about their season that was very impressive, obviously. Josh Allen, incredible season from the young man who played incredible football all season long. Obviously, a heartbreaking loss for them in Kansas City. 29-32 is the final score. It's just an amazing football game, right? Like just great stuff, back and forth, a shootout.
Right.
But ultimately, they fell a little bit short. And they fell short to an amazing team, but they fell short. So at the end of the day, a very successful, a great season for the Buffalo Bills. They got very close. What do they need to get them over the hump? That's my question. What do they need to get themselves over the hump? How do they beat the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes moving forward?
Well, if the Chiefs move to the NFC, that might create some opportunity for him. but, you know, obviously that's not going to happen. Kansas City is just such a unique situation between coach, player, coordinators. Like, the thing that Buffalo needs is they need to maybe get a little deeper with the wide receivers. I know they got Amari Cooper, and, you know, I know they got the young guy in Keon Thompson, or I think that's his name, the young kid out of Florida State. But I think they need, like, another legit kind of maybe number two. I think their running game is solid. I think it's slowly becoming a mental thing. You know how some teams, you know, growing up, like, it just, they couldn't get over the hump. They just couldn't beat them. And I think it becomes a mental thing when they see Mahomes and Kelce and Andy Reid and Spags and the whole thing. Kansas City has some swag to them for obvious reasons. And sometimes that can be a little intimidating. And I'm not saying Buffalo was intimidated last week, but who did we see be, you know, as calm, you know, as anything when the chips got a little tight? And who did we see get a little, maybe a little frazzled? Maybe, I know, we're not sure what to do in this situation. And, you know, you even saw it on the telecast, Danny. Like, Kansas City defensive coordinators were like, Buffalo tries their quarterback sneak, Allen always goes left, so they load up the left side. Like, they have Buffalo just so scouted out that, you know, they know what to do against Buffalo. They have them figured out. And I don't think Buffalo necessarily has Kansas City figured out yet.
True. Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, man, they made more plays than Buffalo did.
Right.
Can I ask you this? Yeah, go ahead.
Did they make that first down? Did Buffalo get that first down that everybody was just up in arms about? What do you think?
I don't think he got it, personally.
You and I are on the same page. Okay.
Yeah, I think they stacked him up. I think he was just a little bit short. I truly do. I don't buy into the conspiracy theories, bro. I think you've known me long enough.
Me neither.
I don't buy into the refs are helping the Chiefs win. The Chiefs cheat. I don't buy into that nonsense, man. This is what I feel, okay? And this is how I've always felt. If you're good, you get lucky, okay? And when you're bad, you don't get lucky, okay? It's just part of it. Like,
right. That's
the truth. Good, to be good, you have to be a little bit lucky. To be bad, you have to be a little bit unlucky, right? Like, so the two kind of go hand in hand. And when we talk about Buffalo, we talk about them being a little bit unlucky, right? Like, let's just be real about this,
right, dude.
Four times in a row, they got there and they lost. They're unlucky. Certain things follow you forever. The way that Patrick Mahomes plays the game follows him forever. The guy's great. He makes the right decision. He decides, okay, I've got to run to get a 15-yard scramble at the end of a game to secure the win. You know, his running back, he'll find him, he'll find P-line, and the guy will make the play 15 yards, and he'll stay inbound. Right? So at the end of the day, man, they just make the right play at the right time. You're not lucky. You're good. And when you're good, you get lucky. Okay? That's to me, that's the way things like that work. But ultimately, bro, we've got a great game to talk about with the Philadelphia Eagles and obviously the Kansas City Chiefs. So, I hear the music, it's starting, so we'll take that final pause for the cause this hour. We'll come back, we'll wrap up the hour, and hour two, we'll obviously discuss what's going on with the Super Bowl, but we'll continue talking about the trade and other things as well. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, bro, you saw a real game between the U of A Wildcats and the Sun Devils in Tempe. It was a brawl fest. It was kind of weird. What? Bobby was insane, dude. Can you break this thing down for me, bro, in a couple of minutes?
Bobby's always insane. We'll just keep it at that. Look, it's your typical rivalry game, and no matter what the records are, it's going to be a hotly contested, hotly, you know, crap talking kind of game, and it was, and there were technical fouls. Hurley got teed up. There were ejections. There was chirping. There was pointing fingers at the coaches at the end of the game. There was no handshake at the end of the game. U of A finally kind of pulled away in the last 4 or 5 minutes to win yesterday afternoon, but It had a little bit of everything for everybody, and it reminded me, Andy, that you and I talked about, you know, the Hurleys and the way they coach and the way they treat people and stuff, and it's getting old for sure.
Yeah, what's also getting old is that they can play 30 good minutes, and then about the last 10 minutes or so, they lose the games to teams when they're battling them really well for 30 minutes. So something Bobby's got to figure out, bro. Hour one's in the books, baby. Hour two is on the horizon. We'll talk a lot about the NFL, the Super Bowl, obviously, and much, much more. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. 2025 NFL Pro Games begun yesterday as the NFC took a big early lead 14-7 over the AFC. Pro Bowl game action continues on Sunday as both conferences will battle it out in flag football. 11 players were replaced from the initial roster due to the Super Bowl. Those players include tight end Travis Kelce and running back Saquon Barkley. NBA action on the scoreboard. The Cavaliers beat the Hawks 137-115. Bronny James finally scoring some points for the Lakers. He had 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists in a Lakers win over the Wizards 134-96. Timberwolves on the road against the Jazz, win it 138-113. Grizzlies and Rockets battled it out. Grizzlies win by just 1 point, 121-119. And the Trailblazers take the W over the Magic 119-90. On the ice in the NHL scoreboard, Jets win over the Bruins in a big fashion, 6-2. Senators and Capitals all the way into overtime. Senators take it barely by 1 point, 5-4. Hurricanes win over the Blackhawks, 3-2. Canadians blank against the Wild. Wild take it 4-0. Lightning shutting down the Kings. They win 3-0. Islanders and Flyers mirror that score. Islanders take it 3-0. Flames over the Ducks win it 4-1. Red Wings and Oilers all the way into a shootout. Red Wings take it on the road, 3-2. Blue Jackets and Golden Knights in overtime. Blue Jackets win it 2-1, and the Kraken in a dominant win over the Sharks 6-2. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. We are headed to the dog days of February. The Super Bowl is the only game left on the nearly six-month-long college and pro football docket. Baseball spring training is a month away. The NHL and NBA campaigns are a month away from meaningful regular season games. And March Madness is also about a lunar cycle away. So let's dive into the grab bag and see what isn't being talked about that will stimulate the mind. I mentioned the Super Bowl, which comes up on February 9th. How about those championship game ratings last weekend, especially the AFC one? Yes, the NFC ratings were down significantly, but 44 million viewers is still impressive. Couple that with the near record 58 million that watched the Chiefs edge the Bills, and it's just more evidence why sports leagues should or do step out of the way of the behemoth that is the National Football League. A tip of the cap to the PGA Tour, which runs its Farmers Open Tour event on Wednesday through Saturday. In the NBA this week, Commissioner Adam Silver floated an interesting idea, that being the 40-minute NBA game. Silver points to the Olympics and the college game being 40-minute affairs, and he'd like to see some concurrency with his league and would be in favor of 4 10-minute quarters. He even points to the modern television habits, meaning our attention spans. Where this is really headed, though, is to the load management problem the league has. Resting key players down the stretch during an 82-game marathon, this league endures. Many pay hundreds to go see their favorite players and find out on game day that player is scratched for rest. Playing a 40-minute game would be the equivalent of reducing the season by 13.5 games. And finally, the Utah Hockey Club is down to 3 nicknames, and the decision will be made this offseason. Besides the current name, the Wasatch and my favorite, the Mammoth, remain. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and yes, blockbuster trades happening in the middle of the night with the NBA, baby. Luka Doncic is now Luka Laker, and now Anthony Davis is a Dallas Maverick, a couple other people involved in the deal, but those are the big-time names, and those are the big-time guys on the move. Obviously, we got a Super Bowl to talk about. It's a week away. The Philadelphia Eagles playing the Kansas City Chiefs. We got another rematch of that one. And if you remember the first one, I think, what was it, 38-35 or something like that? Just an awesome game between the two of them. So I expect another great football game. So much to talk about in the sports world, Mike Wilson. Can't wait to do it with you for another hour here on the program, brother.
Yeah, no, let's get to it. We got plenty to talk about. We have this big game coming up, and I'm interested to see what you think about Philly's chances.
You never know, man. That's why they play the games, right? That's why they lace them up. That's why they get out there each and every week. All right, man, we'll take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we'll try to dissect what we think and know about the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, brother. You asked me a question about the Super Bowl coming up here.
Right.
The way out of that break a little bit about whether or not I thought the Philadelphia Eagles have a chance to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Absolutely they do, bro. Anytime you got a guy like Saquon Barkley in your backfield that can absolutely change a game in the blink of an eye, I think they've got a shot, absolutely. What Kansas City's trying to do is remarkable, right? Win 3 straight, get Patrick his 4th. I think the history books would say, hey, we want to see Kansas City pull this thing out. But I think a lot of today's fan would really like to see the Eagles win this football game and spoil that whole idea of the Kansas City Chiefs being 3-time Super Bowl champions back to back to back. So I think there's a lot riding on this game. And then, let's just think about all the questions that there are here, right? Like, The question will be, you know, how good is Patrick Mahomes if he wins? The question will be, if Jalen Hurts loses again, can this guy win a Super Bowl, right? Nick Sirianni, like the coach, you know, what does it say about him? There'll be questions about him. Andy Reid, there's like no questions. The question about Andy Reid will be is he better than Bill Belichick? You know what I'm saying? Like so many weird different things can happen from this game of the outcome of whatever happens, you know, for that team, for those individuals. I think that in order for Philadelphia to win, I think Saquon's got to go nuts, man. I really do. I think he's got to control the game, basically. And if I'm Kansas City, I'm saying there's no way in hell I'm going to let that guy control the game. I'm going to try to make this be about Jalen Hurts, proving to me that he can throw the ball downfield to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and, you know, other guys, Dallas Goedert. I think you got to make Jalen Hurts be a pocket passer to have success and to kind of slow them down. You know, what they did against Washington, that was impressive, bro. They double nickels, bro.
Right.
They went over the total on their own, man. Like, what they did was really impressive. And here's where I'm going with that. You know, the week before, Washington to me was as impressive as Philadelphia was against Washington. Okay, they went into D-town and they dismantled the Detroit Lions. They go to Philadelphia and their train gets derailed by the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, does that mean that when the Philadelphia Eagles go up against the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to get derailed by the Kansas City Chiefs now? It just feels like when teams have that unbelievable game, it's really hard to follow it up. Do you get what I'm saying, Mike? I think that the Kansas City Chiefs won that football game against Buffalo. I don't think it was theatrical. I don't think it was lucky. I think the way that they went about it was exactly the way that they've gone about every single game this year. They've been close. But you know what? They win the close ones, Mike. So I thought all year long when people were like, oh, they're winning games lucky, they're winning games too close. No, remember I always kept saying to you, maybe that's the difference. Maybe that's why they'll wind up winning, because they've won so many close games and they're battle tested and they don't freak out when the game is close in the end. So they've played these types of games all year long. And I think that the game that Philadelphia just played was a little bit of an aberration. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely, I get what you're saying. And, you know, look, for, what was it, for 20 years, we got to see the Patriots and all that they did and all how they handled business and how they handled big situations and the greatness of Brady and, you know, and Belichick and the whole thing. We're witnessing the same thing with the Kansas City Chiefs right now. Like, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, if you weren't going to say it, I was going to say it. And I know you and I think simpatico on a ton of things, and this is one of them. And they just know that they're never out of a game. It doesn't matter if they're down, whenever this has happened, you know, a couple of scores, a couple of touchdowns. They're always in it. As long as you got Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes, and Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator, you're in the game, okay? And, you know, the other team can be really feeling their oats and the whole thing, but in the end, you know that if it's close, Mahomes and Reed, Kelce, Spags, Chris Jones, all those guys on Kansas City, they're not going to feel like the moment's too big ever, because they've been there over and over again, and they've prove their worth. They're going, for crying out loud, man, they are going for a three-peat. We have never seen this. Back-to-backs have come, you know, very rarely in the NFL. And Andy, this is a question that I've heard being asked throughout the week. If Patrick Mahomes gets his three-peat, you know, if the team gets his three-peat, do we put Mahomes in the GOAT conversation? Because that's something Brady has not done, but he's done. Would you invite that conversation if the Chiefs and Mahomes were to get this three-peat that automatically puts him in the GOAT conversation? Or some people have even said he would be considered the GOAT by some people because he's done something that's never been done. What say you?
Absolutely. Look, the only time that Patrick Mahomes has lost in the Super Bowl has been to Tom Brady.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and that just goes to show you the greatness of Tom Brady, because Tom Brady did it, you know, when he was let's keep it real, for the most part, somewhat over the hill, but he wasn't over the hill, if you know what I'm saying. Like, he shouldn't have been doing what he was doing when he did it. That's all I'm saying by that. I'm no disrespect whatsoever. I think Tom Brady's absolutely fan-frickin-tastic, okay? And I think he is the GOAT. But I do think that Patrick Mahomes does find his way into the conversation if the Kansas City Chiefs do pull off this three-peat, abso-frickin-lutely, because at the end of the day, he's still got some time left, too. And that number of seven, starts to get a lot closer. And ultimately, that's how we measure guys these days, man. We measure guys on how many chips you got. Like, that's what we do. But ultimately, yeah, man, I think you put him, he potentially will go into a category on his own because he still has time left, if you really think about it. It puts him in the conversation, and it makes him the front runner, if you ask me. And I know that makes a lot of haters out there pissed off, but keep being pissed off because this guy's that good. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. In case you've been hiding under a rock for the last few hours or so and you don't know, blockbuster deal in the NBA, baby. Luka Doncic, a Los Angeles Laker, and Anthony Davis, a Dallas Maverick. When you first hear it, really doesn't sound believable, doesn't sound true, but I promise you people, it's real. It happened. It's legit. Luka Laker, Anthony Davis, a Dallas Maverick. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. All right, bro, let's get back into maybe a little more of the association, actually. You know, I've been watching a lot of what's been going on in the NBA, and I don't know about you, but I watched very little of it, but I did watch them the other night. I was watching Portland play, and okay. I'll tell you what, Portland playing extremely well right now, dude. A lot of young guys on that team. I saw them beat my Milwaukee Bucks the other night. They played a pretty fantastic basketball game. What I think is this, okay? You know, I have this conversation with other people about the league, the association in general, about, well, there's really a lot of bad teams, this, that, and the other. You know, to a certain degree, that's true. But to a certain degree, that's false. You know, what I've watched from Portland is growth. You know, the beginning of the year, they were really lousy, bro. Like, really lousy. But somehow, some way, like, Chauncey has figured some things out, and he actually has them playing extremely competitive basketball, man. You know, I'm watching the Golden State Warriors, and I'm saying to myself, this is a team that they look like they need to make a move. You know, we were talking about the Lakers,
right,
and the move they made.
Right.
They may not be done. Dude, the Golden State Warriors need to make a move of some kind. I'm watching the Sacramento Kings a little bit, and when they're good, they're really good. And when they're bad, bro, they're really bad. I'm probably going to say the same thing about the next team. I'm watching the Phoenix Suns. You know, they lit up Golden State the other night. They looked like they looked like one of the best teams in the league. Then they played Portland last night in a back-to-back. And they're 2-6 in back-to-back. Like, they stink in back-to-back games, bro, especially on the road. And that's the other thing about the NBA, the back-to-back things. Like, they're never going to do that in the NBA as far as the playoffs go. Maybe they need to figure out how to not do it during the regular season just for the sake of the quality of the game itself. Yeah, I'm looking around at the league, and, you know, like, certain things are hitting me. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they're starting to figure things out, you know, like they're starting to figure out how to use Randall and Anthony Edwards, and these guys are starting to intertwine, like they're starting to look like a basketball team. I've been incredibly impressed with the Houston Rockets, bro. What they did last week, beating Boston, beating Cleveland, almost beat Memphis, but like that, and Memphis was playing without Ja, but at the end of the day, like, Houston had, they were on such a heater of beating such good quality basketball teams. What I'm really trying to say to you, bro, is I think the NBA is just fine, man. I think there are athletes all over the frickin' place, dude. I think even the lousy teams are pretty damn good on any given night. I totally disagree with people that think the NBA is lousy. I think there are so many frickin' athletes in the NBA. What say you?
No, I'm right with you, and I've always been, and I know you've always been an NBA fan. You and I just like watching basketball. We just flippin' do. And I think you and I come from it from a standpoint of, okay, who can we watch? Who's worth watching? And what do we get, you know, from these teams that we're watching now? And you hit the nail on the head. Portland's playing better. And I can agree. Like, you know, I talk to people back home. I'm from the Rose City in Portland, and they're feeling a little bit better about their team. They're not, you know, everybody's like, they're not where we want them, but like you said, they see the growth. They see things they're starting to change, and that's good post Lillard trade and those kind of things. The team that I've been impressed with all year is Houston. Like that team, that does not shock me in terms of what Ime Udoka has been able to do. Udoka has proven that he's a great coach. He was a great coach in Boston. We all know how that ended up. But he took the job, and he started his coaching career in San Antonio with Pop. He's very much like Pop. He's straight to the point. Hey, if you're gonna do this, this is a consequence for that. I mean, he's very much Pop-like in terms of how he treats his players, and I think his players appreciate the style of ball and the defense. That Houston team can play some defense, and we saw that with them beating the Celtics and the Cavs, and almost taking the Grizz down. I'm impressed with Houston for sure. I think, you know, with the trade with Luka and AD, and you mentioned how Minnesota's, they're finally starting to figure out how to play with their new pieces. And I think that's going to be what we're watching for in Dallas and the Lakers moving forward. But at the end of the day, you know, all these people that come out, all the ratings are down, the NBA sucks, this, that, and the other. I'm like, I just look at them and I kind of just raise my eyebrows like, what are you watching? Are you not watching the same league that I am? And I realize, yeah, ratings are down. That's a tangible number you can go take a look at. And so I just sit there and just, like I said, raise my eyebrows in amazement. You can find whatever narrative you want in a sport if you're looking for it. But I think you and I, Andy, we sit back and we just appreciate the athleticism, the greatness that these players have now in this league, and just what it does, you know, for the communities and everything. Once you're going deep in the playoffs, I think you and I just approach it differently than a lot of other people, and I have a hard time seeing why they think the NBA is down. I mean, look, I just saw something on X, Andy, and you can speak to this. It says the NBA is not a serious league. I'm like, what? It's not a serious league, and they start talking about the trade, and I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? It's not a serious league. Of course it is.
So when somebody makes that kind of a comment, you know, here's what I don't like about the NBA, okay, is that it's hard to know who's playing and who's not playing because guys take so many nights off because the analytics are telling them to do so. But with that being said, you know, LeBron at 40 is playing a lot of games. And maybe because he has to, I don't know. But I don't feel like he's taken a lot of games off this year. I feel like in general, they're not taking quite as many games off. However, that does bring me to my next team that I want to discuss. And it's a team that you guys are playing later on today. And when I say you guys, I'm talking about your Boston Celtics. You're playing Philadelphia.
Oh, in Philly.
Who, by the way, like, dude, they're never healthy. But for whatever reason, they've won 4 out of 5. They lost to Denver the other night, but they beat Sacramento, they beat L.A., they beat Chicago, and they beat Cleveland the other night, shorthanded. So again, I'm going to go back to my point and my original statement that I think the NBA is fine as far as, you know, any given night, anybody can win. And I think that, to me, that's what you want league, okay? Right? Like, that's what you want in a league. And some nights, like, Tyrese Maxey is unstoppable. You know, the new guy that they got from France, he played a fantastic game the other night against Joker. He really did. They fell a little bit short, but man, oh man, they were extremely competitive against a Denver team that, again, they're shorthanded, bro. But here's what I like is Nick Nurse is getting the most out of his players and out of his guys. Like, to me, that's what it's about. It's called effort. It's called energy. It's called going out there and trying and giving a rat's you know what. Like, that's really all it comes down to, Mike. You have to have pride in what you do. You're a professional. Go out there and do the best of your ability. And that's all that anybody will ever ask of people. I hear the music, so I got to do the best of my ability to get us out of here in time so I don't go over. But look, man, the association is fine. For those of you that think, oh, there's no parity. Look, anybody can win on any given night, and that's what we want. We'll take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're coming right back. Keep it close.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. You could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. I'm not talking about X's. I'm talking about the X thing, man. Come on, people. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Yeah, I just kind of want to wrap up our NBA talk with just, you know, in general. I think that potentially, you know, when you look at the postseason coming up, I'm just going to go out on a limb, Mike, okay? And I'm going to tell you, like I told you, maybe not you necessarily, but you in general, you know, certain right. things happen just because they happen. But then other things happen because that's kind of the way it's supposed to go. And where I'm going with this, because I think you have no clue right now where I'm going with this, so I'm going to bring you in right now. Where I'm going with this is that I think potentially the Cleveland Cavaliers are not going to be successful in the postseason. And part of the reason I feel this way is because they're putting so much stock into the regular season. And obviously they have a 5.5 game lead right now on the Boston Celtics, a 7.5 game lead on the New York Knicks, and look who's snuck into fourth place right now is pretty interesting here when you think about it, because the Bucks have been that high, but now it's the Indiana Pacers. I think the Indiana Pacers are going to be a really fun team to watch the second half of the season after the All-Star yeah. break, and then obviously moving into the playoffs, because if we remember what they did last year, they kind of came onto the scene and they hit us a little bit. They started out this year, they were kind of a little sluggish, man, just being real. You know who's kind of impressive with all the nonsense that's going on? The Miami Heat. Like, how are they in the top six right now? Is it because the East is that bad? Like, that's my question. Because then you got Detroit in 7, you got Orlando in 8. Orlando started out the year really good, but all of a sudden they can't win. I think they've lost like 8 of their last 10. The Hawks, man. Look, the Hawks, I think, honestly, bro, unfortunately, injuries have really hit them. Jalen Johnson now out for the rest of the year, going to have a shoulder surgery. Yeah. That's huge. That's huge, because the kid was playing fantastic, man. The kid was playing absolutely fantastic and probably was on his way to being an all-star next year. But we'll see. We'll see what happens now moving forward. But I don't know, man. I just feel like Boston is sort of sleepwalking through the season. When they want to play well, dude, they play extremely well. Look, this isn't rocket science, dude. When it comes to this game today, if the Boston Celtics shoot the three ball well, they're going to beat anybody they play. Like that, that's just that, that's how I feel. If they don't shoot the three ball well, that's when they struggle. But we yep. know when push comes to shove and they've got to deliver. We saw it. They did. That's why I guess my point is this, dude. I just don't trust the Cleveland Cavaliers. Do you trust them?
No, not at all. Look, I mean, they are kind of the darlings of the first half of the season. I mean, we've got the All-Star game coming up here soon. But they kind of are the darlings. But at the same time, you know, friends of mine are like, hey, Boston is like, they're not doing this. I'm like, Boston's going to be just fine. You know, I freak out a little bit with little things with them. But at the end of the day, they still are Vegas's pick to go back to back to win it all again. Like you look at the odds and Boston is it. So the people in Vegas know kind of what they're talking about a little bit with that, but they finally have their starting five all healthy. They've started their starting five for the first time in a long time, getting rotations down now, and Porzingis. Like, people like to complain about him and his injuries, and I get it, I understand it, but man, when KP is in the game and he is healthy, that is a difference maker in Boston, because, you know, I watch almost every game with Boston, and having that guy back there challenging shots, having guys thinking that they're going to shoot, pull it back and be like, yeah, no, I'm not going to get this blocked. He's a difference maker, and when he's healthy, Boston is, I mean, that's a tough team to beat anyways, but when KP at 7'4" can pass, rebound, block shot, shoot, you know, shoot a three, you have a unicorn back there that is invaluable for Boston. So I'm not too freaked out about Boston where they lay. I do tend to agree with you that they're kind of sleepwalking a little bit, just going, okay, let's start ramping up around March, you know, and get geared up for the playoff run. But I also agree with you that Indiana is going to be a fun team to watch going into the playoffs, because they got rid of a couple teams last year. I know Boston swept them out in the conference finals, but they gave Boston as many fits as they gave everybody else. So you can't sit there and go, oh, Indiana's 11 and a half games back. I wouldn't want to play Indiana in the first round. There is no way I'd want any part of the Pacers in the first round. And then I was going to ask you about this early in the week, Andy, about Miami and the whole Jimmy Butler thing. Is Miami doing the right thing, suspending him and all that? I tend to think they are, and people are like, well, Riley's being – you know, Riley is being unfair to Butler. You don't mess with Pat Riley. Like, if there's something that, I don't know, younger people don't understand, is that you don't F with Riley, because he will make life miserable for you. You will lose money, and you will make your way out of Miami if you're trying to challenge the Don down there in South Beach. What's your line of thinking with the whole Jimmy Butler and Miami and Riley and how they're all handling it?
You know, it's funny. You and my dad felt exactly the same way. You just don't mess with Pat Riley. Look, I like the way they're handling the situation. At the end of the day, man, look, it's a privilege and an honor to be playing as a professional athlete. And when you disrespect the organization, you disrespect the game, there's no place for that. And I think that Pat is making it extremely obvious that who's in charge. The inmates are not running the asylum down there in Miami, bro. It's one of those things. And you know, I've really had some time to think about this whole situation, because it's been dragged on now for a little while. What the hell is Jimmy Butler thinking? Okay, like, for real, bro. He's gonna wind up working himself out of the NBA. That's what I think is really in the works, because there's no place for a guy that's making 40 some odd million dollars to be whining and crying the way that he is. It's an embarrassment to himself, and it's an embarrassment to the game. So yes, I 1,000% absolutely back the way that the Miami Heat are handling this. And kudos to Spoelstra and the guys. Like, dude, they're still managing to be like competitive throughout this whole situation. So I truly think that they've moved on from him. And now it's just a matter of, are they just going to let this guy go? Because I don't know how you make a trade for this guy right now. I just don't. And I think that when you see what happened with Luka and AD, that right there tells you, man, the market for Jimmy Butler, it's non-existent, my friend. That's what I think. Personally think that the market for Jimmy Buckets is non-existent. There is a reason why he's being suspended. There is a reason why teams are not knocking down the door to go get this guy, dude. It's just obvious. And you know what? At this point, you played yourself out. You're a sucker, man. You played yourself out. That's what I think about Jimmy Butler, bro. Have I made it pretty clear to you what I think about Jimmy Buckets?
I think you're going to have to go into it for at least another 20 minutes. Okay. If we had 20 minutes.
No.
But you know, look, you look at the whole situation. You look at Butler's career, and this is just another one of those places where he worked himself out of Minnesota. He worked himself out of Chicago. He worked himself out of Philly. Okay? And you know, people around the league will say, hey, Jimmy Buckets, he's a great player, this, that, and the other. Well, you start to wonder if this is going to tarnish his legacy a little bit, because he's worked himself out of every place that he's gone. And every team organization before Miami has kind of acquiesced to what he wanted them to do. And like I said a few minutes ago, Pat Riley is not that dude. He's not going to have this, and he's showing it. And I think in the long run, this does affect Jimmy Butler's legacy in the league. And I'm with you. He's going to work himself out of the whole freaking league, because no one wants to trade for him. I mean, people this week, I saw Andy, like, they were like, well, places that Jimmy Buckets could go to. I'm like, nowhere. Like, who wants this headache? The last thing you want in an organization is a headache, drama, stuff taken off the focus of the team and winning. Jimmy Butler brings that in just great quantity. Why would you want to disrupt any team chemistry to bring this guy in, who's proven over the course of his career that he can be disruptive?
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, bro, dude's 35 years old, 36 years old coming up here, right? The market for him is slim to none. And ultimately, I think what is going on around the league, at the end of the day, GMs, owners are asking themselves, is the juice worth the squeeze? And I'll tell you what, it's not. And ultimately,
I like that saying.
Look, ultimately, man, I'm just telling you, you played yourself out. You're a sucker. And ultimately, he is hurting himself more than anybody else, because he's not getting paid now. So, you know what? He's like an untradeable guy, because he's a team destroyer, right? Like, I've talked about, let's just relate this to Aaron Rodgers, okay? At the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers has destroyed more teams than most, but so has Jimmy Butler when you think about it, right? You mentioned all the places that he played himself out. He's done it again here in Miami. And I just don't think that there is a market for a guy like him anymore. Personally, I think he might be done in the NBA. Like, I really, really do. Crazy, man. All right, I hear the music. Let's take that final pause for the cause. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorfong Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and before we do our parting shots, real quickly, you can always get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfong Sports. Facebook, Dorfong Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfong Sports there. All right, my friend, parting shot time. You are up.
Well, I got a few of them. They're all college basketball related here, Dorf, so I'll get through them fairly quickly for you. First one, John Calipari goes back to Kentucky yesterday.
Yeah.
Big shout out. You know, he gets a little payback from all the stuff he had to deal with at Kentucky. He was booed, but that's to be expected. But congrats on getting a little payback. Cooper Flagg, man. Cooper Flagg is showing that he's going to be the number one pick in the draft. All his skills are on display yesterday against the heated rival in UNC. And then last but not least, Asia Wilson, the MVP of the WNBA. She gets her number retired by South Carolina yesterday. Appreciate greatness with Asia Wilson.
Look, man, you know, I'm going to actually say I think what they did to Calipari was a little disrespectful, my friend. When you think about all of the greatness that he had at Kentucky, You got to respect a guy like that, bro. I think booing a guy like that is completely out of line, and it shows the ignorance of today's fan and not the appreciation for what this guy did for University for a long, long freaking time. So, yeah, man, that kind of bothered me a little bit. You got to respect that guy's greatness. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, I'm the Dorf Man. I'm saying peace. We'll catch y'all next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.